The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We teased it earlier in the show, but Nebraska's staff is done. It's complete. Newest addition to the staff, Sip, is Brian Applewhite. He comes from TCU, their running backs coach for the past couple years. 2 years ago, Sip, his first year there, they had two running backs average 7 yards a carry. How about that? At TCU. Brian Applewhite, your newest running backs coach for Nebraska, to round out the staff.
Here's what I like about
Scott Frost.
Yeah, here's what I like. He's coached. Well, there's a lot. I mean, I'm told that he's okay. You're gonna kill me. Let's just get through this quick. He's pleasant. He's pleasant.
He's pleasant.
Yeah, he's pleasant.
What is that supposed to
upbeat, mean? Upbeat, positive. Will fit the culture of the staff. What I like is he's coached and had to recruit to outposts a lot of the time. Not TCU necessarily, where he, like you said, he was for 2 years. But he's been. I think about it because he's about my age, and I think about the stuff I've done and the stuff he's done, and where he's gone, where I haven't gone. He spent 5 years in Monroe, Louisiana. He recruited to Monroe, Louisiana. He also recruited to Wyoming, Laramie, Wyoming. He was at Wyoming for, you know, a period, 5 year period, 6 year period. So, I mean, those are really different places, by the way. Laramie, Wyoming, and Monroe, Louisiana, right?
Yes.
He was at Colorado.
Outposts, but different in a different way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He recruited to Colorado State.
That's not that terrible.
No, no.
Fort Collins is a great town.
Yeah, but it's still a different. I mean, these are all very different jobs, right? And now, you know, then he went to Fort Worth to coach for TCU. And now he kind of moved up the ladder again. I don't like to do this thing where I say I like the hire, I dislike the hire. How do you really judge it?
How do you know?
Right. I mean, I don't know.
It's a running backs coach.
I've never seen him coach a running back, so I don't know what it looks like. But I mean, it sounds like he'll fit the staff culture really well. And like Mike Schaefer was saying yesterday on our program. I'm just glad they hired a running backs coach. I mean, and they didn't try to kind of mess with it, have an analyst handle it on the field, and then put those running backs in the meeting room with a tight end with Sean Becton, something like that. I'm glad Scott hired a running backs coach, and I hope Brian Applewhite I think he does from the prepared statement. He understands the magnitude of what he's getting into here. I hope he understands the running back tradition here. and how it's waned. I mean, think about it. Nebraska has had one 1,000-yard rusher since Amir Abdullah in 2014. They just had one 1,000.
It's just not good.
They've had one 1,000-yard rusher since Amir Abdullah in 2014, and that was someone that Frost staff didn't recruit, Divine Ozigbo. Frost hasn't recruited a 1,000-yard rusher. Hello?
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, we got to get back to that.
It's pretty bad.
We got to get back to that. And you know, this is the guy that they're going to have, you know, try to bring that back.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about many times this offseason for Nebraska. It's you know, Trev Alberts wants to be a physical team, the most physical team in the Midwest, and that comes a lot to having a better run game. It's not just quarterback run. Can your offensive line open up holes consistently? Can a running back find that hole and take it over and get 8-10 yards or break away, pull away for a long touchdown? Mm-hmm. These are important things in the game.
Yes, they are. You like that, don't you, that Trev laying that out. He just wants to start by saying we want to be the most physical team in the Midwest. That's the answer to your question of, come on, what are we going to do about Alabama and Georgia? Okay, right now, just concentrate on being the most physical team in the Midwest. I love that. Now, but they're just, like Trev said, you're just tying your shoestrings right now. You're starting from, Trev said they're starting over, which they kind of are here.
Well, okay,
right?
If that's the case, then if you look at the staff right now, and it's done, it's assembled. How do you view it? Do you give it a grade? Can you grade a staff?
I mean
initial grade on paper without seeing it perform yet.
I'd say, come on now, let's think about this in context of November 8th. When it was all going down November 8th and the season was not a good one and the vibe was pretty bad, and that day that he fired those guys, I mean, think about your level of confidence in Frost at that time, okay? And what was going through your mind at that time? I know what was going through my mind is, oh, geez, what's this going to look like? I mean, what kind of – but I'd say now, 2 months later, just over 2 months later, you look at it and say, wow, it all went off really well, smoothly. They identified targets, got their targets. They got a quarterback out of the transfer portal that was rated 10th overall by 24/7 Sports out of all the people in the transfer portal. I'd say that I'd give it at the lowest an A-.
Yeah, I mean, I'm typically a little bit more pessimistic than you, and I feel like A-, B-plus is where it stands.
Yeah, you can't, even if, I don't even hear Frost's most ardent detractors right now saying, oh my God, you're kidding me. No, that you can't, even those people have been kind of muffled.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at a guy, I mean, look at the staff. Mickey Joseph is seen universally at Nebraska as a great hire for what he did at LSU. You know, we always talk about Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, develop the receivers that are now some of the best in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Those guys were his dudes at LSU. Mm-hmm. Mark Whipple, I mean, you can say all you want about Kenny Pickett doing his own thing and becoming a first-round pick, but he was developed by Mark Whipple.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Well, and Pickett said himself, I wouldn't have even gone back to Pitt if Whipple wasn't there.
Yeah, and he exploded this year to become a Heisman finalist. He's going to be a first-round pick.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. I know you get sort of frustrated with me always defending Frost. I tend to defend human pinatas. I do. If you know one way to get me on Fred's side is start criticizing the hell out of him. But I just don't hear it.
I do.
Do you?
I told you I'm done with this era.
Well, from you.
How much more can I say that I'm done with this era?
I'd say by and large, the local media contingent leaves Fred alone.
Yeah, I don't know why, but
yeah, well, you know why, because he's a great guy. It's the great guy factor. It's the Mike Riley factor. It's the Tim Miles factor. If you come into Nebraska and you're a great guy, you got a long leash. It's long. All right,
I'm gonna cut that out.
You just got to be a good guy. That's why I always envision myself being a coach and talking to my wife, honey. If we go to Nebraska, just engage with the fans,
constant
a good
smiles.
Part of the community. Be nice, and we don't have to win much. Don't worry about it. I'm talking about men's
just
basketball.
Get involved and smile a lot, and just be around.
The media will love you. They'll love you. They'll have your honey. We could go 5-40 in the league, and they will have our back.
And we'll get paid millions. Billions. The evil.
We don't have to even win a tournament game. I know if we go to Arkansas, those people will be up our behinds.
We don't have to sniff the tournament.
Yeah, right.
Even sniff it.
And you know what else? We lose and the arena's full. The arena's full. Now, if I take that job at Arkansas, it's going to be a little rough. They're going to expect us to win.
They're not so soft and cuddly there. Nice doesn't go very far there. They'd rather just be grumpy and just win.
Well, I mean, forget Indiana. We ain't going to Indiana.
No.
Because we're going to have to win.
Yeah.
You throw 5-40 in Indiana, you'll be tarred and feathered.
Before we get to break, let's get a call. This goes back to the stadium talk from Joel. Joel, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Yes, I was going to comment on some things you can do with parking.
Yes. All right. Joel, let's hear it.
If you ever have been to Minnesota for a game, the way they do it, they don't have a lot of parking around the stadium. They park everybody over at their state fair. And then, which we have about 1,000 some spots over there that we don't use during game days. Mm-hmm. Then they bus them all over right in front of the stadium, which we could do also. And then they get them, it's like a whole tailgate experience. If you go look at what they do for parking, mm-hmm. that's one idea that as the population gets older or like, people that just want to go to the game, or if you want to get more people into downtown, mm-hmm. you're going to have to figure out other places that you can park people and get them in there easily and then have like bus. They have bus lanes. They get them all in there. It's quick. If you had more bus lanes and you could have more tailgating out there, and if you bus people also over from Haymarket Park, which they already park people over there, but you can do more busing. And it like Jake's idea. It doesn't. They already have the buses. They can bus people in there. But for long term, Jake's kind of right. For short term, or for long term, you're going to have to remodel the South Stadium eventually.
Yes,
it's substandard compared. I go to a number of away games, and the South Stadium is not nice right now.
Not nice so, in what way? In what ways?
Well, you look at the North Stadium, it's if you're going to be in one of the end zones, you want to be in the North Stadium because it's all modern. It has the modern bathrooms. It has more concessions. It's quicker. Mm-hmm. You want to, if you're going to have to go through there and remodel it just like you did on the other side, and you're going to have to And you're probably gonna have to do that for the, you know, the guests anyway, because that's getting a little bit older. That's what we used to use for our own locker rooms, but you're gonna have to go through there and make it modern also.
Yeah, so
it's gonna take a little bit of money, but you can make it better.
Okay,
all right, Joel. Thanks for the call.
Interesting. Yeah, that's interesting what Minnesota does. Bussing people over. And I think when he's talking about the state fair, I mean, we don't have the state fairgrounds per se over it, you know, where
Innovation
they used to
campus
be. But there's still quite a bit of parking over at Innovation Campus.
Well, and you could also make, they still have space over there to make more parking. There is parking. You could enhance that more.
Yeah.
They have space.
Yeah, some of the things, you know what? Some of the things that Trev will probably consider are just making what they already do better. You know, adding more buses. But, you know, access is what he's talking about. The other word, the key word from Vegas Bobcat, and Vegas Bobcat is an expert apparently on all subjects. Vegas Bobcat said a key word too is flow. Flow. And that's kind of what I'm saying by access. Access and flow are similar to me. Flow. People flow. Getting people flowing in the right directions.
Okay.
With ease. You know, like a bunch of fish, right? Like a school of fish moving in the right way. Do you understand?
Yeah, we're all fish. Yes. Is this the sardine example here?
Apparently.
We move like fish to pack in like sardines,
I like this music going.
We're going to get to break. No, you went too long.
I think we should be playing it all the time.
Song of the Day is up next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.